Facebook bans dangerous conservative figures but continues to allow leftist calls for violence. By Lucas Nolan on May 3, 2019. Although Facebook has begun labeling prominent conservative figures as dangerous and removing them from its platform along with Instagram, the company still commonly allows leftist calls to violence to remain online. Facebook recently blacklisted a number of conservative figures from Facebook, branding them as dangerous, despite the fact that many have never supported extremist views or called for violence of any kind. Those banned include InfoWars host Alex Jones, InfoWars contributor and YouTube star Paul Joseph Watson, journalist and activist Laura Loomer, and Milo Yiannopoulos. Louis Farrakhan was notably also banned from the platforms at the same time despite not being a conservative. In the wake of this sudden crackdown on conservative figures, many online have pointed out examples of the sort of extremist content that Facebook does not consider dangerous. The Twitter account of Far Left Watch noted that a number of militant and extremist leftist groups are still operating without any issue whatsoever across Facebook. One group in particular, called The Base, is a far-left group based out of New York that has advocated for militancy to intensify on their Facebook page alongside photos of members armed with weapons. In many of the photos, members wear balaclavas or scarves covering their aces and the Antifa flag is prominently displayed. Facebook doesn't deem this content to be dangerous. Far Left Watch also notes that Redneck Revolt, another group with nearly 40 active cells across the country, has distributed training manuals that include sections on kidnapping, executions, sabotage and terrorism, and is still operating freely on Facebook. Even more worryingly, multiple active terrorist groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and PFLP have groups operating on Facebook. These also appear to not be considered dangerous by Mark Zuckerberg's company. Far Left Watch commented on the series of bannings stating, "Facebook's claim that the recent deplatforming of Paul Joseph Watson and others was motivated by a desire to remove violent content from their platform is observably false. We have documented numerous far-left extremist groups that actively use Facebook and other social media platforms to coordinate offline violence and criminal activity. And in many cases they use those same platforms to brag about their extremist activities after the fact. This censorship is clearly ideologically motivated and is most likely being done with the intent to influence the 2020 presidential election." Conservative author Matt Walsh also criticized Facebook's labeling of the banned conservatives as dangerous, questioning if the action was in fact libelous. "It appears that Facebook is more than willing to allow violent leftist groups and those that appeal to Silicon Valley progressives to operate on its platform with impunity, but the mere mention of InfoWars will be removed in the future." Breitbart News plans to continue to report on Facebook's actions and the continued suppression of conservative voices by the masters of the universe. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.